something bad happens in our county, you can count on the whole county coming out to support you.
Ever since we were little, we just knew each other as the person next door or down the street or across the hall.
I mean, it's like a big family. It really is. It's not like living in a city.
You'll be surprised on how inspired we are to push ourselves, go harder, and actually succeed in life.
We decided one of the things we needed to do was come to the legislature and let them know who we are and what we're doing and what we'd like to do.
We needed some help from outside the county to make happen the things that we needed to see done there in the county. We needed resources from partnering nonprofit organizations. We needed resources from even entities of state government.
We just wanted to highlight and show the positive things that are going on in our county. We also wanted to try to get a little bit of time to spend with our legislatures and share with them some of the concerns that we have about our county.
We've lost the only mines we have there. The Board of Education is the largest employer. It's very rural. Most people need jobs.
And most of the jobs in Clay County are minimum wage jobs. So anybody who wants a higher pay has to travel outside of the county, which costs even more.
We have a lot of dilapidated houses in Clay County. We're struggling to get rid of those.
We know we have a problem with being able to recruit and train and keep a drug-free workforce.
And we have a lot of our young people are leaving the county because there's nothing for them to do. There's no work. But Clay can be so much better than what it is right now. We have some great volunteer groups in our county. You know, we have people from all the different groups coming together for what's next. From all walks of life, we have the CAEZ leadership, several people from the VDA, people from the Clay County Free Press, a fellow from the radio station, local businesses. And that's what's good because you know, they have ideas that we don't have. And together, maybe we can make a difference.
Our community is very dedicated to trying to grow its own future. The people who live in Clay County are people who live there by choice. So what we're trying to do now is encourage folks to start local businesses in our communities to be able to grow the job opportunities at home rather than recruit them from outside the county, because we know that the big smokestack opportunities just aren't coming to our county right now. We need to grow the opportunities at home.
We're working on trying to get a 22-mile hiking, biking, horseback trail. We're trying to work with a large land company in the county, and we're trying to get trout stockings allowed, promote a little bit of tourism. We've got the Elk River Water Trail. We're in the process of putting in several public access sites on the Elk River.
We have created a new festival in Clay County called the Elk River Fest to promote our beautiful Elk River.
And you know the golden delicious apple comes from Clay County. The apples sold more than any apple in the world because the golden delicious apple. That's what I heard on the news, if you can believe that. You're from the news, I know.
We have 500 apple trees going to be planted this fall on an old strip up there. We're working with veterans in agriculture to get honeybees put in with those apple trees. The steel band came from the high school and played in the rotunda. Group of high school students received recognition from the legislature for being the state winners of social studies contest.
We've had folks walk in the halls here at the Capitol today step forward and offer resources to help combat some of the problems that we've identified as a What's Next Clay County group. And our very next step will be making sure that that doesn't get lost in a paper shuffle somewhere and that the people who've offered to step forward and help us actually do it. Activities like this are the first step in a very long race that we're going to have to take as a county to be able to do the things that are necessary to put us back on the track we want to follow.
We're not going to get anything accomplished in a hurry. It's going to take time, and the only way we can do that is small steps.